Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey, the podcast where we cover all the pop culture we love to hate, from the classic reality TV moments of the past and present to the latest Daily Mail headlines and everything in between. We'll dive into all the infamous and notorious messes you can't stop watching. I'm looking at you, Jax Taylor. I'm your host, Ryan Bailey.
Folks, welcome to an all-new episode of So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey. This is your buddy, Ryan. How is everybody doing out there It's Wednesday. We've done it. We've made it halfway through the week, even though, man, didn't Monday feel like a week in itself? What is up with Mondays where it always just feels like you get to the end of a Monday and you're like, my God, it's nice to hit the weekend. And you're like, wait a sec, it's Monday? And then Tuesday, I think that today is Tuesday. Tuesday, you're just still shell-shocked about Monday. You're like, where did Monday come from? So you're really just catching your bearings. And then Wednesday, by the, you know, we always say once you get to Wednesday, you can just write the rest of the week off. So really, maybe that's why I'm answering my own question. Maybe that's it. Monday is because you do everything you need to do on the Monday. And that's why it seems really crazy. How is everybody doing? We got a great show for you today. It's going to be a shorter show. It's going to be less than an hour. Look at this. We got Becky Bailey returning to the show. I don't know if you guys remember her. She's the one, she's my mother. Yeah. And she gives us a health update, a really fun conversation that I recorded with her last night. And I chose to put it on today's episode. I could have done it yesterday. I hope you guys like Crown Royals. And just so you know, I got one guy, like, I don't know everything about the Royals. So I'm sure that there is incorrect information there on my part, but just know I'm this is kind of like a pop culture course that I'm learning. But I hope you guys enjoyed it nonetheless. I love Sam and Lex. Lex is so awesome. And I just had a great time talking to them, but I chose to put my mom in today because we also have Anisha from Family Karma. We finally have somebody from Family Karma gracing us today, and we'll get into that in a second, but I kind of was like, yeah, this will be a family episode, and you guys are my family too now, so it's like, it's all just one big, just family, just a big old family reunion today, folks. I chose the Harry Styles mashup at the beginning because, listen, more information is coming in about Harry Styles' Grammy performance from Sunday. Now, if you listened to my Monday episode, I said something was off. It seemed really low energy. It seemed like something, but I still just thought he was like just really tired from doing concerts the week before. And I was like, maybe you should take a week off the week before the Grammys if you're going to be, or I was like, maybe he's nervous performing in front of Beyonce. Well, now we finally got the answer. Late last night, I finally, an article was released, or some of his background dancers for that made TikToks. Man, this TikTok, it is citizen journalism at its best, is that, it turns out, you guys know that, you know, that they had this thing moving clockwise, this piece where all the dancers were on there. And then Harry and was like moving clockwise the whole time. And that was the part that seemed really messy. And it almost seemed like Harry tripped at one point. And I was like, wow, bro, like, you know, klutzy. And it turns out they had rehearsed for like 10 days. And once it started, the guy that was in charge of the big circle thing that they were all dancing and moving on, he was supposed to go counterclockwise, and he did clockwise. So on the fly, all of these dancers and Harry Styles had to figure out how to do the choreography clockwise when they had rehearsed it counterclockwise. And I know some people might think, well, counterclockwise, I mean, that's not that big of a deal. Come on, that's easy going. You could do that like that. No, man, like that would be so insane. If something's moving, and think how your brain works already, how we confuse I confuse my left with my right sometimes. By the way, every time I say like, oh my God, I'm forgetting things, I confuse my left and right, I feel like I'm diagnosing myself. Like somebody's going to be like, Ryan, something's seriously wrong with you. No, but imagine that. And then, you know, this is going out across the world. You're in front of your peers. And I will say it wasn't a great performance, but if you take this into account, then it kind of was a way better performance because I was thinking about Ashley Simpson. Ashley Simpson, remember when she was the musical guest on Saturday Night Live, what is it, like 12, 13, 14 years ago? And she got caught lip syncing. The backing track played at the wrong time, and Ashley Simpson didn't know what to do, so she started doing this Irish jig and started laughing and then kind of walked off. And it was really horrific, and it kind of put a weird little dent in her career. They didn't say so at the time, but it really did, because it was this, like, oh, it kind of gave another reason to make fun of The Simpsons, because you had Jessica Simpson, who everybody loves now for the most part, but remember back then, she was still kind of made fun of as this ditzy thing. And then you have this Ashley Simpson and you're like, oh, well, there's nepotism going on right there. You know, it's another one that is, God, I loved Ashley Simpson's reality show on MTV. Didn't you guys? That was so, remember when she was writing her album with Ryan Cabrera? Ryan Cabrera, there needs to just be a whole episode on Ryan Cabrera because he really graced so many reality shows. I mean, he went on The Hills at one point. He did Pretty Wild, if you remember that little chestnut from E! And, of course, the Ashley Simpson show. But Ashley chose to let us all know that something was wrong. Harry Styles didn't, and the dancers didn't. I just thought, I was like, I don't understand what they're doing. Like, I think this is like weird art gone awry, and Harry just looks really tired. But if you think about it from a performer, and guys, listen, I'm a performer. I did show choir in high school, so I know what it's like to perform for people. You know, sometimes we would have audiences of up to 80. So I get what it's like to be a performer. But I just imagine that. Okay, imagine then you realize, and you're kind of opening the show in a sense, and imagine that happening, and then you start winning all of these Grammys, and you just performed, and everybody was like, that was a kind of a so-so performance. I mean, that's kind of your worst nightmare, is giving a subpar performance. Nobody knows that the thing screwed up, so they kind of put it on you, which I did as well, and then you go on to win all the awards, especially the award that everybody wanted Beyonce to get, and then you're just like, well, and by the way, when he won that Beyonce award, there's a video of this also I saw on TikTok where you can see from the other angle, this one dipshit started screaming, get off stage, Beyonce should have won that. And that dude was a reporter. That dude was a reporter. Like, my God, how unprofessional do you gotta be? I think, listen, I love Beyonce, but I also know not to scream at people at an award show. And like, you could hear how clear it was from Harry's angle. I'm just like, dude. And he, listen, and the other thing he keeps getting made fun of is he said, this doesn't happen to guys like me. And in that moment, I was like, dude, it's all that happens to you, it seems like, these things. But he's kind of talking about the grandeur of like when he was a kid and he came from nothing, blah, blah, blah. And so that's what he was referring to. But if you add all of these things together, you're just like, damn, dude, you just really blew tonight. But then to find that out, it kind of impressed me that he kept going. And I could say that's a lesson for all of us, you guys. Let's just keep on going. But I was like, okay. And also kudos to him, because if I had won that first award, I'd been like, you guys don't realize it, it fucking was supposed to go the other way and it didn't. And that's why it was weird. Usually we had so good. Or I would have said, let's do a do-over. Can we do a do-over? Would you guys mind if I put my speeches together instead of just doing a speech? We just did it over for you, or at least the first part. And also that dude that's in charge, like, your one job is to make it counterclockwise and you go clockwise? What a doofus. Shouldn't that thing be on like a timer or some kind of like, I mean, my God, talk about out of a job. You had one job to do. Anyways, I thought you guys would find that interesting. Also, obviously I have to get off TikTok, but I was sent another TikTok video and it was one of the seat fillers. Now, the seat fillers are this kind of awesome thing they do at award shows when celebrities want to go to the bathroom or get a drink or whatever. A seat filler will come in because this is on national television and they don't want empty seats to be shown. I was a seat filler one time at the Emmys, really amazing experience. And this girl was a seat filler and she happened to fill a seat when the right behind Ben Affleck and J-Lo. So, and she seemed like a really nice girl. And she was like, dude, Ben knew he was made into a meme. I was right behind them and J-Lo brought out her phone and said, oh my God, they've made a meme of you already. She actually said they were very cute the whole night and were very touchy-feely with each other. It's so funny how we perceive things to be from photographs, from like actual these little clips. And we do this with reality shows as well. I find pop culture fascinating in that how it's projected. And, you know, because you're like, man, no, they do not look happy. And then we tell ourselves all these stories like, oh, J-Lo's getting under his skin. Which, by the way, like I said yesterday, remember, Ben Affleck has been miserable pretty much the last 20 years. Like the majority of the sad Ben pics are not the first time J-Lo, but after the J-Lo, you know, before the Bennifer Renaissance, and he was sad everywhere. So don't all of a sudden act like, well, now he's sad again. No, you can go through my Instagram account. And for the last 3 years, Even before J-Lo, you can see me making sad Ben memes. I can assure you I've been making sad Ben memes. So she said that they were very cute and that he was like, oh my God. And he had a good sense of humor about it. And yeah, that it was actually really cute and it wasn't what we were all saying. And she thought it was actually, he seemed like a pretty cool guy. So I wanted to throw that as well because it's just so funny, right? I perceived that Harry Styles to be one thing, and then I found out it was something else. And maybe we perceive the Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez relationship to be one thing when it might be something else. Leave room to be wrong. That is a huge lesson that I have learned. I have to keep reminding myself, even as old as I get, I'm like, oh my God, remember that you could be wrong. It's amazing to have theories and it's fun to have discourse about these things. You can even relate it to tonight's Real Housewives of New Jersey season premiere, is that we're already back in the age-old drama of Teresa and Melissa and Joey. And we're right back in it. Like, we didn't even miss a beat. And we will be talking and kind of recapping the show on Thursday's episode. But I just wanted to let you know, I do know it was on tonight and I watched it. But it's one of those things, too, is that the discourse about these two ladies is so weirdly toxic. Like, it kind of just goes with it. We're like, fuck Melissa or fuck Teresa. And it's more usually fuck Melissa than Teresa. And I'm sorry to use the bad language. But it's there and it's like never goes away. And I'm like, where do we go with this? And it's kind of what I've been feeling with Bravo a lot lately of like, where do we go with this? We don't really seem to be happy. We seem to be hitting the same notes. And in some ways it's getting worse in the fact of the leaks and, you know, just all of the stuff surrounding Bravo right now. And that's why also I'm really glad to have Anisha on, because I want to admit that I did not watch Family Karma. I don't watch Family Karma, or I didn't watch Family Karma. I will say a lot of the baddies, Amy Field, I mean, so many people have messaged me like, you need to watch Family Karma. And you're right. I should have. I do. I mean, I did now. And it's really easy to binge all the episodes. The first two seasons are very short seasons. This past season, season three, we didn't get a new episode on Sunday because of the Grammys. Or, I'm sorry, we did get a new episode on Sunday, but we won't get a new episode because of the Super Bowl next Sunday. So the season finale is going to be the week after that. But you can catch up. But I really got to say, this is why I like reality shows, and it's always good to have a reminder like this, because that's what it's all about, is learning about different cultures. And as I talk with Anisha, you kind of realize the similarities in us as much as the different cultures. So it's really exciting to learn new things, but you're like, oh, at heart, like, you know, we're talking about marriages and fights and friends and all of these things that we all experience. And listen, I could go on. I mean, the families on there, you think my mom and dad are funny. I mean, you got to watch the families on Family. These parents and grandparents, all stars, all huge stars to me now. Oh, by the way, if you watch Jersey, I was telling you about that little girl, the new cast member, Danielle. It's her daughter. Star. She is a star. I cannot wait to watch what this little girl, she's 4 years old and seems like she flipped. She gave the middle finger to her parents. First episode. I'm like, that's star power, folks. That's range. Anyways, I guess that's kind of what I like also about pop culture, is it can have a bunch of different meanings. Because also, Jen and Ben potentially hating each other again, there's a comedic element to that. And then you don't want people in pain, but at the same time, you're like, well, wouldn't that be funny? Wouldn't that be kind of wacky and weird? But at the end of the day, I guess I'd rather them be happy. He looks just so damn miserable. He just looks literally miserable. But that's his kind of thing. I think we just got to be used to Ben looking miserable. And I love that girl was like, yeah, he knew about it and he continued to look miserable. He was like, I don't care, which I think is just idiotic, but good for him. Good on him. Anyways, let's get right into this today. It's only 18 and a half minutes in. Oh, by the way, you guys, I didn't remind you yet. Go get your tickets, moment.co/SBIG. We're doing the Vanderpump Rules Season 10 premiere party on Thursday night. So Vanderpump Rules airs tonight. Get excited. Then Thursday, me and Kiki at the Talk of Shame are going to be recapping it. We're going to have Tom and Ariana. I got some surprises in store. You can also add on an after party where I believe my parents will be there, depending on how she's feeling. And I'm really excited for it. Excited to laugh with all you guys. There's going to be a chat going. You can make comments. Maritza is going to be manning all of the controls, which I'm really excited about. So it's just going to be the kookiness that you hear on this, but we're going to just laser focus it on the season premiere of Vanderpump Rules. So please join us. Moment.co/SBIG. Okay, now you know her, you love her. Here she is, Becky Bailey. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to So Bad It's Good. We're starting off this episode with a bang. This is your Wednesday episode. Now, we have a special guest. You guys know her as the person who made me, or I guess carried me for 9 months. Becky Bailey, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Huh? It's good to be on. And all your listeners are just so fantastic.
Yeah. Wow. Is this, Mom, is this really you?
Yeah. Well, I didn't say you were fantastic, honey. I said your listeners.
Well, you guys don't know, but we're doing this over Zoom, and my mom can see me, but I can't see her, and I didn't realize she can see me. I keep forgetting, and she keeps yelling at me for picking my nose, right?
Yep, I do. It never changes. Once a mom, always a mom.
So just to keep everybody updated, with everything that, you're going through, you sound really good. Is that fake? Do you feel good?
This is my best 3 days ever. I've had three consecutive days in a row where I felt fabulous, but I have to tell you, I think it has to do with your listeners.
Really? Why? What did my listeners do?
Oh, these people are so heartwarming. I've got I'm a ski bunny now with a ski cap with beautiful long curls. I've got pocket.
Yeah, Juliana, our listener, Juliana sent you this beautiful wig with a ski cap attached to it that looks, I'll put up the picture on Instagram when I release this. And you look 18 in it, Mom.
They tell me, my friends tell me, are you a college ski bunny? And I said, wish I was. Never was, but wish I was.
Did Dad have you put that wig on?
Huh?
What? Did I didn't Dad hear have you put that wig?
Oh,
did
he Dad loves have you put it. That wig on? He loves that. I don't know if he likes it more than Lolita, the blonde one, but he likes it.
The blonde wig, yeah.
Yeah. And then a pocket hug, a little medallion to carry with me. Tea bags. Oh,
Kim got our listener. Kim got those for you, right? The hug,
the hugs, the tea bags. In fact, I have an English friend that it was her birthday day. We celebrated, and I took her a whole bunch of the tea bags to share with her. She said, oh, "That is a fabulous thing, a tea bags." I got.
Oh, mom, do you know what tea bags mean, though?
No.
Have you ever heard of tea bagging?
No.
You've never heard of teabagging. Teabagging. No, this is not a teabagging.
I've heard of spill the tea.
No, spill the tea. Yeah, exactly. That's one thing where you spill like rumors. Teabagging, right, though, is a sexual move where a man will get over a woman or another man's head and teabag, putting their balls in the person's face.
Gross.
Was that the kind of teabag you got? Was that the teabag?
No. It's something else. No. And spa, these discs that you put in your shower that makes our showers smell like a spa. When I go to the door.
Well, now I got to ask you a tough question then. And this is, are you faking cancer to get these gifts?
No. When I saw, did you see that article on that young girl that was trying to show she had a port put in and it wasn't really because it was all bandaged incorrectly?
What are you talking about? What article?
There, here in Arizona, it was on the news last night. There's a girl.
No, somebody faked it.
Yeah, she's got a GoFundMe.
Oh, geez.
So she put on this bandage over, like I said, she just had a port put in, and I had just had one put in like 3 weeks ago, and so I know what it looks like. And it was like, lady, you are a mess. She had to give all the money back.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Thank God. But if you wanted to.
Okay. No. So this is very real. It's very real cancer you have.
Yeah.
So, okay. Just to take people through it though, you just got through with your second round of chemo last week. And you did that with flying car. I mean, even the one day you went to a book club after your chemo. Yep, how do you just roll into book club after your chemo? I don't understand.
And they're the ones that night. Thank God I went. They had formed this Team Becky and they're all wearing green bracelets and all. There's so much support out there. That's what gets me by day to day. But the good news, bad news, I did so well that instead of four cycles, they're going to let me have six, which I think sucks, but it's for the best. I understand.
Well,
that.
I don't get that. So they said,
well,
they're like, we'll give you more chemo because you like it so much.
They thought my body wouldn't tolerate more than four. She Got said, it. Since I'm doing so well, she'd rather do six just to be more comfortable. And that's why we're waiting to do the scan till it's had more time to work. So everybody out there, keep praying. That's my best go-to.
It's prayer.
Yes. And your okay. and friends and friend the heartwarming support of friends.
Yeah, and family.
Yes. Well, aren't you friends too?
Yeah, no, just we're just family or friends. It's one or the
friends
other.
Friends with family.
So I guess that's all good news, knock on wood.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll get the PET scan after the third round of chemo in a couple of weeks and we'll go from there.
We'll update you there.
If I had chemo, I would think I would be in my bed nonstop. I just don't understand that you went out to a book club. How could you even concentrate?
I went out to lunch today.
So you're saying, I mean, this chemo that you're like a superhuman almost.
Yeah, she said it's a really harsh medication regimen that she put me on, and she doesn't get it either, the doctor, the oncologist. But she said, we're going to keep forging forward and just, you know, do everything we can. Because
you're not unhooking the chemo liquid or anything like that, are you?
I know.
Like
I told your sister tonight, I said, you know, it scares me sometimes because I don't feel horrid. You had asked me that the other day. Are you in it? And I said, because I want to know, is it working? You know, I want to make sure it's working.
Yeah.
So we'll know that after the next one, if it's working. And I think it has to be because I'm not, but you know, tomorrow could be a really bad day.
It's probably all that wine you drink.
I quit. I only drink like not even a half glass at night. Some nights I'll go three nights a week without having any. Isn't that sad?
But sometimes it is. It's very sad. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm supposed to be drinking.
Hey,
all
you know,
the
we got
we
got to start you on weed. Like some marijuana gummies or something
that's
like that.
That's what I hear people do. But
that's what I was saying. I said, this would be great to introduce this to you at this point in your life. You've never smoked weed before.
Right.
And that would just blow your mind.
Well, you know what? Dad used to always tease me because I have glaucoma. And he said, yeah, if you'd smoked grass, you wouldn't have glaucoma. I said, okay, yeah, too late now. Thanks, bud.
Dad literally has zero glaucoma. Dad can't join us. Dad's at BSF, which is the Bible study that he teaches for kids.
Yep. And he's there teaching those little kids. I hope he's teaching them the right way.
While I have you here, did you watch the Grammys last night?
You know, I have something to tell you. I watched that first part, all the hip hop, you know, through the history of hip hop.
Yeah.
And lots of recognizable names.
Yeah.
My only issue with that is they all hold their crotch. Are they afraid somebody's going to steal their jewels, or that have they watched too many?
Wait, mom, they've been holding their crotch for decades. Mom.
But
that's not a
new
thing.
But it was all of them. It was across the whole stage. And
yeah,
I think
because they're all different artists, so they all, you know, like they're not going to like, oh, you're the one that holds the crotch. They all get their chance to hold their crotch.
I think they watch too many of American Home videos where everybody's getting hit in the crotch. So they've all got their, that's all I can figure out. I go, why are they all doing that? Be different.
Oh, so you're saying being different would be not holding your crotch as a rapper?
Yeah, because the entire stage was, even the girls were doing it.
Now, what did you think of Harry Styles?
I didn't get through. I only saw a couple clips of him. I didn't stay up for the whole thing, quite honestly.
Now, do you know Beyonce?
Yes. And she broke records.
Yeah, she broke records last night. Hey, what do you think of James Corden? Do you know who that is? He's a British talk show host on CBS. It's really late at night then when he's on, but he's always kind of annoying and stuff like that. I didn't know if you knew who he was.
Don't know him.
Better off. And then do you remember Bonnie Raitt won? And you know Bonnie Raitt, right?
I couldn't believe that I saw that and I didn't stay up for that part. I read that this morning and I thought, wait a minute, where was she?
All the young people were tweeting and TikToking about, like, they don't know who the hell Bonnie Raitt is.
You know,
they
where
were
did
like,
it come
how?
From? Yeah.
But well, no, it's just funny that they have no clue who that was. And I was like, wow, Bonnie Raitt's kind of a legend.
Did Taylor Swift win any? I didn't see her.
Was she even there? Yeah, she was definitely there. She was like, she lost a lot, but I think she won one. And but she was really nice. She was standing up for everybody and like, you know, even the one she lost. She's like going to be an eventual politician, I think, because she seems to really try to do the right thing a lot of times.
And then when you were talking about Harry Styles, I saw him applauding for Adele when she won.
Yeah, Adele. And then Lizzo. I like Lizzo. Do you know
Lizzo?
Yeah. They, Lizzo and Adele were sitting together and it was really good. And then have you continued to watch Vanderpump Rules at all?
I just watched one more, but I want to see Tom and Ariana this week with you.
Yeah. So, Mom, thank you for leading me into that, Mom. So Thursday, perfect. No, you're totally this Thursday. I've talked a lot about it with the audience, but get your tickets now for moment.co/SBIG. It's $10 tickets. The day of the show, it's $12. But if you're in the Patreon, it's $5. And there's going to be Tom and Ariana. We got my friend Kiki, the Talk of Shame, the So Bad It's Good family. You guys will be there as well. And depending on how you're feeling, and if I can get, I'm going to try to get you guys on there as well. If you would be down to join, we can put you in one of your fancy wigs.
Is that Thursday? Did you say?
Yeah, this Thursday. Yeah.
Oh, good. Because Wednesday we were going to RLC.
So Wednesday wouldn't have worked for you, but Thursday you could possibly do it.
Yeah.
But then you, even if you can't make it, once you get a ticket, you have 2 weeks to be able to watch the show. And it's exclusively, because it'll never be on the podcast. It's exclusively for this digital event. So once it's gone, it's gone. Like, I don't even know if I'll have a copy of it, you know?
Oh, no. You can't record it?
I want to see Ariana. You're going to see Tom and Ariana, Mom. I swear to God. And then hopefully we'll have some surprise guests as well, including you guys, which wouldn't be a surprise anymore. And that's it. So make sure you go this Thursday, you guys. I want you guys to see one of my mom's fancy wigs by chance. And there'll be a little after party as well where we're going to have some fun things and everybody drink up. We're going to be celebrating the premiere of Vanderpump Rules, which comes out on Wednesday. So, Mom, you got to watch Vanderpump Rules on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
But you can like DVR
it.
Can I watch it
Thursday morning?
Yeah, you can watch it on Peacock.
Okay, because I'm gone Wednesday night.
Yeah, we know. You got RLC. What is RLC?
Right, left, center. It's a dice game.
Oh,
we're big
gambling.
Gamblers.
Oh, you're gambling.
$3 per round. $3 whole. But tell everybody, bring your good wine to this event of yours.
Yeah, Mom says you need to drink the good wine now. Which is just don't wait. Celebrate now all of the good memories. Oh, yeah, also, absolutely. Mom, I texted with you about this, but I told you about that show on TLC called MILF Manor.
No, I didn't get that.
It's MILF Manor. MILF is the MILF. Do you know what MILF stands for?
I don't want to say.
Yeah, Mother, I'd Like to.
Yeah, you told me that several years ago.
No, I told you a couple of weeks ago. What are you
talking
about?
No, not about the show. About what that meant. But I didn't know about the show. I must have missed that somewhere.
No, I texted because you said I texted with you and you were like, sounds good. Let's go on. Because I was like, it's about these mothers and then their sons go with them to Mexico. And then the sons and the mothers all date the other moms and sons.
I thought it was
a
joke.
You said, sign me up.
Yeah, I thought it was a joke.
No, it's very, by the way, it's very real. It should be a joke, but it's very real.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay. Mexico, here we come, huh?
Yeah. Well, anyways, this has been an amazing appearance, Mom. Is there anything else? Is there any shows you're promoting? Is there any, do you have anything you would like to promote, Mom?
Just thank you to everyone. It just gets me in tears.
I'm
not a crier.
Mom, you guys know Mom, when I would cry as a kid, she'd smack me across the face and she'd say, you don't cry, you be a man,
let me give you something to cry about.
That's not, she never did that, you guys. Anyways, Becky Bailey, we love you, and we will hopefully see you this Thursday.
Okay, talk to you soon. Carry Bye. On, be strong.
Carry on, be strong. Like all of a sudden I stopped recording and I was like, Mom, what is the carry on, be strong? And she was like, well, your dad's not here. And I think that's something he would have said. Carry on, be strong. Becky Bailey says, carry on, be strong. Wasn't that delightful? She was, man, I think she was on cocaine. I gotta say, she was like hyper. I have not seen her that full. I've not heard her that full of energy in, I mean, I was just like, how do you have more energy than I do? I potentially feel more miserable than you. Oh, speaking of that, you guys, I had one of those days where I just woke. I think I got a good amount of sleep. I got like 6.5 hours and I still woke up not cranky. You know, when you just wake up and you're just like, oh, and I had so many exciting, I got to speak to Anisha earlier and that was actually great. But then afterwards I went back to feeling miserable again. And then I had to do some blood work for a medical thing. And that was what it was. And then I had to go to my trainer and I had felt so good at my trainer yesterday and I felt so strong. And then today I just felt so weak the whole time. And it's like, that's just the bummer, is that you just want to feel strong all the time. And you have to reframe, like I was telling Sandra earlier, who works with us, and I just said, man, I just don't feel good. I have to reframe the way I'm thinking about today because I'm just down in the dumps for some reason. And that's part of, like, you know, mental health and the journeys we all have with these things. But it's frustrating, right? Like it's very frustrating that sometimes you're like, well, I have every reason to be grateful and happy about so many things. And it doesn't feel like that sometimes, which, by the way, this is actually a perfect time for our commercial break, because today we are sponsored by BetterHelp. We will be back to this conversation in just one moment, but I wanted to take the time to talk about our sponsor this week. And this week we are sponsored once again by our friends over at BetterHelp. When do you guys feel like you're your best self? For me, it is when I podcast. It's when I work out. It's when I cross things off a list. And it's when I talk to people about issues that I'm having. After each one of those things, I feel some sense of relief. I feel a little bit more like myself. And it actually makes me feel really good at the end of the day. And when you're at your best, you can do great things, because kind of great things have this habit of just building. It's kind of this pebble that goes down a hill and it just builds up steam and picks up pace and just builds and builds and builds. But sometimes life gets you bogged down and you may feel overwhelmed or like you're not showing up in the way that you want to. You're not building on anything. So working with a therapist, it can help you get closer to the best version of you. Because when you feel empowered, you're more prepared to take on everything that life throws on you. I will say I've benefited from therapy in so many ways. It's you guys know from listening, if you've listened for a minute, where I have a lot of fear. I have a lot of fear in the unknown. I have a lot of fear of putting one foot in front of the other. And I have to learn on a daily basis to get up and start doing things, to be able to move forward and to be able to get out of my head. Because sometimes the thoughts in my head, if they stay in there, it doesn't help. But if I can talk to somebody, if I can get that out, if I can have somebody hear what I'm thinking about or what I'm going through, and they're able to talk with me about that, there is no downside. Sometimes it is the hardest thing to do, though, right? It is the hardest thing to do to get out of your head or to make that one call or to sign up for something that could potentially help you, because that is scary. That is unknown. But trust me, it really does work. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma. In fact, a lot of times you don't want to wait till you have to experience major trauma. You want to get your toolkit set now. You want to build that foundation now, so when everything does go south, you have a way of working through things. So if you're thinking of giving therapy a try, and I really think everybody should, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, it's flexible, it's affordable, and it's entirely online. And I love the online part because that's a big excuse. I'm like, I don't want to go drive someplace and all that. But this is like, okay, well, you can do it online. Oh, damn, how do I get out of it now? All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. That benefit right there is very important because I've had other therapists even before BetterHelp where I didn't completely jive with it. It wasn't, and you don't need to be made feel, you don't need to be made to feel guilty about that at all. Because it's something that you just, you're working on being a better version of yourself. So I love that this is in there, that you can switch therapists with no additional charge. So if you want to live a more empowered life, therapy can get you there. Visit BetterHelp.com/sobad today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/sobad. I think this is so important. If you're looking to just make one small step, just go look this up. Just put in betterhelp.com/sobad and just go from there. See what you see. Okay. I was just talking to my friend who's getting married in October, and there is so much to plan. You gotta do the food, you gotta do the food tasting, you gotta book the venue, talk about the DJ, and then not to mention all of the emotion that goes into this. And then all the while you're like, ooh, what would I do if I had a wedding? I've been a part of a lot of weddings over the years, and it's an incredibly stressful process. You go from this newly engaged bliss to overwhelmed by invitation paper and flower colors in the blink of an eye. So using Zola helps with wedding planning from start to finish, and it makes every decision easier so you can stay in your bliss. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste that delicious cake. Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch. Zola helps couples plan the wedding they really want with tons of unique features and personalized recommendations based on a couple's preferences. Every Zola wedding is as unique as the couple planning it. They've thought of everything you'll need and have built every tool to get you to I do, including customized checklists to get you moving, keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
That was so funny, you guys, because I love that I was talking about kind of really being bummed out and potentially in not a great mental place today. And then I was like, oh, this is a perfect time for our ad break. That wasn't even planned. Wow. Small miracles, you guys, just the tiny blessings that we have on this show. Okay, let's get to our main guest here. I'm so thrilled to have her. And like I said, you know, I did not watch this show. I didn't fight against the show, but I was like, oh man, and then I'm just so ignorant for not watching this show because it's great. You guys, they're preparing for a gay marriage on the finale episode. Like, that's mind-blowing in itself. And to be able to celebrate, I mean, just different cultures, different perspectives. I mean, but at the same time, like I said, we have so much in common that I just really have immediately fallen in love with this show. And I know you guys will too. And we got to support those shows too, because I really want to see a fourth season, because everybody is like, yo, we need Anisha more. And I love Anisha too, because she was like, no, we're a team. Like, even if like I'm not in a lot, there's so many amazing stories. And I was like, how healthy are you? Which, by the way, we talk about our podcast a little bit too. And I listened to this past week's episode. It's really good. And like, I like when somebody's just really honest and she's kind of like, yeah, I don't know what the next stage is. And I'm not going to really talk about it until I have it figured out. You know, she was talking about making vision boards and stuff. It was so right up my alley. I left this conversation wanting more. In fact, I texted Sandra, I think today, and I was like, man, I felt like I was just scratching the surface. Like, I want to talk to her about everything, because I just thought she was great. And she also loves Bravo. She loves pop culture. So this barely scratches the surface. Anisha, if you are listening or your publicist or anything like that, please come back. Listen, just come back to talk Bravo and pop culture. But also, I just thought there was so much more to talk about, and that got me really excited. So I hope you guys like this. Family Karma, the season finale is going to be not this Sunday because of the Rihanna concert, but the Sunday afterwards, and we all got to show up and support. Here she is, Anisha from Family Karma.
Today, we have somebody that is so good, it's great. I am so excited to talk to this person because, believe it or not, I have not had anybody from this show's cast on this show, and that is a crime. This is one of the shows that you need to be watching if you haven't already. And the people that do watch it are obsessed with this show. They are rabid fans. And you do need to sing the praises of this show so we can get a fourth season of this show, which I think is pretty much a lock, but you never know. She is one of the founding members of this show on Bravo that is wrapping up its third season. She helped create this show. Not only that, she is a stand-up comedian. She has a show, I believe, at the Improv in Miami in March, which we'll talk about. She has a podcast, which just blew me away. I just listened to the most recent episode. She had taken a break. It's called Currently Cringing, which this past week's episode was so refreshing in terms of honesty. She's also, she has clothing businesses, everything. We need to get into all of it. So from the hit show on Bravo, Family Karma, Anisha Ramakrishna, welcome to the show.
Thank you. And jail for not having anyone on our show on your podcast till now.
Anisha, I've literally gotten yelled at so many times from people. So many times. And I will be completely honest, is that I didn't start watching your show until BravoCon this year. And it's an amazing show. I mean, it really is one of those shows that it's like, oh, why haven't I watched this up until this point? And I think that's a huge compliment to give it. But why do you think it's taken people to three seasons to catch up with this show?
It's funny. Many people have told me they found our show because of BravoCon. And I think it's taken time for people to catch up because at the end of the day, we're South Asian. And, you watch the network and there's so much diversity, but the network has so many housewives shows, right? And so it takes people a minute to look at someone from a different culture in life. Forget flipping channels. And so being Indian, I can say that's what I think it is because we're not what you necessarily see on TV. And shout out to Bravo for being the only network with an all Indian cast in American television. Yeah. That's pretty wild, but there are a billion of us in the world.
Well, I mean, it's one of those things that you're right. Sometimes I guess we fear what we don't know. I know that sounds silly coming from a television perspective, especially on Bravo, but it is one of those things. Once you start watching it, I mean, first off, it's always amazing learning about any different culture, but then you realize the similarities between all of us are so striking with, your parents and your grandparents. I mean, like sometimes they're the stars of these shows. It's like, oh my God, I have my grandma's like that, or my mom's like that. And it's so fascinating. And then the relationships, I mean, we're having a gay wedding on this show. We're having these things that are kind of mind-blowing no matter what culture they come from, but to get to watch it and then get to watch also the culture that is behind it, to me, is just like, wow, I cannot believe I wasn't watching it up until this point. So that's kind of one of the things of like, yeah, let's get as many people from Family Karma on because I want this to get a fourth season. If they do get a fourth season, do you want to be a part of it?
I want more of you on this show, and I don't feel I got it this season. What do you have? Because that's another thing. I talked to a lot of people about you, and they're like, we need her. We need more of her. We need more. She's the star of this. We need more. How do you answer those people?
Well, I think everyone's equally important. And that's one of the things I really do love about our show. Everyone's journey, which you've seen, is so different.
Yeah.
So I can't tell the story of Amrit, for example, and Amrit can't tell the story of Brian. You know, everyone's on their own journey. We don't compete with each other, which is why our show works so well, because we're all so different and all our families are different and we all come from different parts of India. But I hope we get a season four. I'm optimistic, you know, and I would be so grateful if they asked me to come back. I mean, I think who wouldn't want to be on a platform where they can showcase, you know, their story? And I think that's one of the good things about our show on Bravo, is Bravo really showcases all our stories, our individual stories.
No, they really do. I mean, but you can tell Brian's story. He just dates Monica's. You can tell that story. That's a.
Well, I think in his case, like, you can see there's pressure in our culture for men and women to be married by a certain age.
Yeah.
Gay, you straight, guys really... whatever you identify as, you need to get married.
I love that that is the common theme. Okay. But I will say, and this is what I keep coming back to your podcast already, because I was just kind of blown away. It was like this 35, 40, 30, it was a smaller episode, you guys, but it was really kind of just catching up. And you kind of did this, it was probably not unique to you because it was actually what you're going through, but it's so sometimes refreshing to hear somebody be completely honest of that. You kind of said you took a break from yourself. You kind of, you're kind of regrouping. What does that mean?
Well, I think when you're in entertainment, when you're on a reality show, and then you're also a content creator and you're in a fashion business and everything's about you. Yes, you're providing content and entertainment, but I just felt like all I do is talk about myself, and everything is so self-fulfilling. And I just wanted to take time away to reevaluate, because for so long, which you'll see on season 1, 2, and 3, for people that are catching up, not being married was my identity for what you see on 3 seasons, but for me in life for the past decade, because I got married at 38. And so, you know, kind of having that being no longer the case, I just have to step back and look at, okay, what do I want, God willing, we're all alive, the next 10 years to look like? Because for so long, I really couldn't focus on it because I had all of this pressure from society. And I'm going to say what I love about our show again is it's not just in my culture. I'm talking about society in general in the world. When you're a geriatric millennial, like 35 and older, not married as a woman, people treat you like an alien. It doesn't matter what you look like, what you've accomplished, how funny you are. People think you're weird.
Yeah. I mean, that it is, the more you do, the more I do cover these shows, and they primarily, a lot of them focused on women, you really see how the world treats women and even how women treat women. It is interesting though, since it was so much a part of your identity, has it kind of rocked you though, since that, you know, it's like you're having to find a little bit of a new identity because you are, as you point out, happily married to someone who makes you feel beautiful, who makes you feel like a woman.
Yeah.
It's gotta be really, as amazing as that is, it's gotta be really scary because you had held onto this identity, and you got a show on TV based around that identity. You helped get a show. You showed us your dating journey on that show.
Right. And I think none of us were married when we started. Me, Vishal, and Amrit all got married the same year, not planning that at all. It's just, you know, they'd been in long-term relationships. Congrats to Vishal, who's finally legally married.
Congrats, Vishal. We saw that marriage at the beginning of the season. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I think, you know, so many women related to me. And then now I feel like I sold out.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, but well, you know, I've done what I've wanted to do, right? I was never ready to get married. And then when I was ready, I started dating and I made it my full-time job. Like, no one just flew from the sky to marry me. You know,
you talked about vision boards. You were putting relationships on your vision boards and stuff like that. And it's been a while since I've made a vision board, and you almost made me want to make one again, because you were even talking about you and your husband sitting down to make vision boards and stuff.
Yes,
and
I was together.
Like, is that pulling teeth, or is he like, yeah, let's make a vision
board? No, he believes in what I believe, because when he was 6 years old, he wrote down what he wanted to be in life, and that's what he is.
Really?
So I really do believe in the power of writing and visualizing and obviously executing. You can't just write it down and then go to McDonald's.
Yeah. No, believe I've tried that. It doesn't work. Well, I mean, speaking of, I guess, vision boards, then what was the vision board for Family Karma? I mean, you really were from
I always wanted to be on Bravo. I always wanted to be on Bravo.
So you loved all of these shows before. What were your favorite shows before Family Karma?
Oh, I think the mainstays. I mean, Beverly Hills, you know, Atlanta, Below Deck, Shaws of Sunset, like you name it. I watched them all.
And
Potomac. Well, I mean,
oh man, did you watch the
week?
What did you think about Robin not revealing? Well, this is actually an interesting question, because you have, you've protected your relationship this season. We didn't see your wedding. We didn't see that thing. And Robin, not similar, but, you know, there was a lot of information that came out about Robin and Juan's relationship after the fact. And she chose to reveal that in a different way than on the show. How do you feel about something coming? I mean, yours is not nearly similar at all, but at the same time, she kept something for herself.
For me, I think it was, I wanted to get married and I felt like this was my chance to get married, and I didn't want anything to get in the way of that. You know, being 38, I was like, this is the guy that I want to be with and I want this to work. And he just doesn't want to be on a TV show, and I understand that. And then there's a big aspect of this called Nuzzer, which is evil eye in our culture. And you don't really want to talk about things or showcase things until they're said and done. And so now that we're actually married, like, yes, sure, you can see him. But
see, that's the thing. I was in the fourth season. Are we going to be able to meet him? Are we going to be, because
God willing,
a lot of us are,
God willing, we get a season 4, it can trickle him in. Absolutely. Would he be like someone that's there full time? Like, absolutely not. But would you be able to see him?
I want to see the Scottsdale. I want to see Scottsdale life. I want to see, my parents live in Gilbert. I grew up in Scottsdale. I mean, that is a whole different lifestyle itself. And I think it would be, I always wanted there to be a Real Housewives of Scottsdale, even though you would melt filming it. But I mean, I would love to see what your life consists of now. I mean, I would even pay to watch you guys make a vision board together. So I really hope the fourth season happens. But so back to the Potomac thing, did that even shock you with Robin being a fan of Bravo? But you know it from a different angle. So did you understand
I think in my case, in my own self-defense, I'll say everyone, you know, had come into the show with their families and their significant others. And I came into this show single. In the same case, Robin had always showed her life and her husband and then took it away. And I do understand, as a viewer, you need to see everyone, so that then why are you there, right? Like, to form a connection. They want to see you there. I get it. They want to see your life. But in her case, she had always showcased it. So why the change now?
Yeah, that was the thing we're all wondering. And then to reveal it the way you do in a podcast.
And I didn't
form,
do that. No, I don't have a Patreon, and I'm not charging $5.
Please tell me you're announcing. Guys, she's putting it behind a paywall for all of her wedding footage.
I'm doing everything for free. Someone pay me.
You speak about Nuzzer, though. I mean, it's like we see a lot of these relations. I mean, the evil eye and not you know, wanting to jinx something potentially before it happens. But a lot of the show does focus on these relationships. And I mean, I also, this was a question I got for you on Watch What Happens Live. You were very cheeky and you had brought up something about not thinking these relationships were going to go the long haul. Were you just being, that was a cheeky moment, right? That was you.
Well, I think people didn't, it didn't translate when I even said, call me in 10 years. Like, I was even talking about myself, because as millennials, I'd be a fool to say, yes, we're all going to stay together forever. I look at my husband now and I'm like, I don't know if we're going to be married next week.
She doesn't mean that. She does not mean that.
It's cheeky, but you know, people are like, how dare you? You hate your friends. I'm like, actually, I love my friends. And my friends were laughing because the way we all are, we're millennials, you know, like nothing, there are no guarantees. Even my mom tells me, like, you know, well, you did it once.
So you were a fan of all of these shows, and then you thought, I mean, was this thought of like, we could do this, we could be on Bravo, we could show our stories.
I just wanted to see Indians on TV, and me and Vishal were friends, and that's kind of how this whole thing started, you know. And then Bravo wasn't like, oh, we want Indian people. They just wanted an organic group of friends, right? And we all have been friends for 20 plus years, and our parents for 30 plus years. So everything you're seeing on our show, we're not some cast that was put together.
See, that's why this show works, you guys, because you can, I scream about this every week about real relationships, and it has this foundation, which then we believe what we see, because sometimes I think these shows have a credibility problem, but you know, you and Vishal and Brian, you know, friends since you were like little kids. And I think you feel that when you watch this show, and that's why we're so much more, or at least I feel so much more invested in this, because I don't feel like I'm being lied to ever.
Absolutely. And for all of us from season one to now, like Lopa, like all of this stuff, you know, that's how she is. What you see is what you get. Like when you meet all of us, everyone tells us like, wow, you guys are just like how you are on the show, because these aren't characters. When people come up to me, they're like, I love your character. I'm like, that's who I am.
Well, you're going to love me then. Yeah. No, what was it like being a fan of Bravo and then to watch your show actually, I mean, come on air and then actually see yourself from that? I mean, were you like, they do a really good job of portraying me? I mean, or were you like, bad edit?
I can't talk about edits on our show at all, because I always joke, I wish they edited me, like in like make us scandalous. Because, you know, what you see is what you get. You know, these are real life, day-to-day South Asians in America. We have the same problems as everyone else.
With the cast now, where are you with everybody? I mean, you and Vishal, you guys still talk on a regular basis. How is everybody?
I'm happy to report there's a Family Karma group chat, and we talk every day, everybody.
That's like my favorite question to ask anybody on Bravo is like, are you like in the Housewives? Never really are. The Housewives split into like segments where they're like, oh yeah, we don't like, I'm not on the chat with Erica and Rinna and stuff, but you guys are actually on a Family Karma chat, group chat.
And everyone talks every day.
I love
right now.
That.
We're like, Monica, are you okay?
every Sunday night. Okay, I love that. And by the way, you guys, this Sunday night is the Super Bowl, of course, and they decided to let the Rihanna concert just play. And the Family Karma wrap up the next season the Sunday after. But I'm hearing that you guys don't have a reunion. Is that correct? And why the heck not?
I don't know. I haven't been advised. So that's, you know, I wouldn't know. But
so if we scream loud enough, who knows? Maybe you can do a Watch What Happens Live.
But
thing.
I think before we talk about a reunion, let's see the season finale.
That's true. The season finale is coming up, but so what can you tease about the season finale? Obviously, it is leading up to another wedding. Is there anything that you can tease for the viewers?
Well, if you watched this past Sunday, I feel like that teased quite a bit. I mean, they're almost going to call things off.
Where do you stand on that? Because I mean, listen, this is that relationship is it's interesting because I mean, I feel like Nicholas is trying to fight for a little agency, but he's going up against the other family. I mean, how do you view that from even watching it back?
Andy asked me that question. He asked me like, what do you think about wedding planning? And it's the worst thing on the planet. It's, you know, I had a small 20 person wedding and I can't imagine planning a wedding with hundreds of people and different traditions, different ethnicities. and bringing in different cultures and religions. I mean, I would have given up. Like I tell Amrit and Vishal all the time, I would have given up. If Lopa was my mother-in-law, like I could go, no way. It's hard. I understand both. I understand Lavina being the daughter of an Indian mom as well. You know, they are, you know, very hands-on. And I understand being Nicholas as someone, you know, who's, you know, a minority in our group.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's interesting from that perspective as well. I didn't really even, but that is completely the case. Watching the show also come on as a Bravo, and I feel like, I'm to blame for this as well, is that you guys have had to fight for each season, but I feel like each season Bravo gives you a chance, it gets bigger and bigger. And it's one of those things where I think it's that lesson of like, never, you have to let shows grow and you have to let people find shows, and you just have to hope that Bravo keeps going, you know, so the most people can find this show as possible. You spoke about BravoCon, where a lot of people kind of discovered it from that. Was that an exciting experience for you to meet everybody and even as a fan yourself?
It was surreal because you're there with these Bravo Labs who are legendary, that have 10 seasons under their belt. And I've grown up watching them, you know, from my early 20s to now. And having people know who we are, who Family Karma is, and the amount of money Bravo invested in our show. I mean, you were there. We had like a bar, a Family Karma bar.
Yeah, you had a whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it was incredible. And so to be in that room with all of those people, and then, you know, you're expecting these characters, and everyone was just so nice.
And I know a lot of people that met you that said you were so nice. I was speaking with you, and everybody was sending me pictures of you with them at BravoCon. And I was like, okay, all right, that's good.
I'm thirsty, Ryan. I was let me sit at the Family Karma bar. that's what I did.
Hinting at the bar. You do stand up as well, and you actually had a show in New York. You're doing another one in Miami. What is it, March 4th? Is that right?
March 22nd at the Miami Improv. And I don't say stand up. I say storytelling, because I haven't been trained in stand up comedy. I just feel like I like to talk to people and make people laugh. But I like to call it storytelling. And my show right now is just about, you know, getting married and being Indian.
Well, so potentially we will actually learn a lot more about your wedding through this show. If for all those fans of Family Karma that need all the updates, we potentially could find this through your storytelling show.
I mean, not really, just that like, I can give away one of my jokes, which
yes,
was,
please.
You know, my parents sold me to the lowest bidder.
But that's a great,
they were just like sold. She's yours now.
Well, by the way, you even mentioned that you gave, I was laughing. You're like, yeah, I gave him an ultimatum. It worked. Like, listen, that's why it does work. I'm sorry. I'm not going to apologize.
Well, I had also been with someone for 12 years. So it's not like, you know, this is my first rodeo. Like I know how relationships can drag, and then you get stuck in like the hope, and then you get back on this on and off game, and that's it, just never works.
Yeah, we watched you have that, you know. I mean, you were coming off that 12-year relationship, and then we got to what you mean, you let us watch you get back on that horse and fall off that horse and get back on that horse and fall off that horse. And I think that was another thing that I was like, everybody kind of can really recognize that in themselves or through that journey. And I think that's why people love you so much. So I brought the stand up, the podcasting. Are you going to continue with the podcast? Because you said, yeah. Like, listen, I am finding myself. Where do you want to go with the podcast? I hope that continues.
Yeah. So I actually now own 100% of the podcast. It was with Dear Media, and I'm very grateful to them. And now I own 100% of it. It's mine. And so I'm going to definitely continue with the podcast. It's been 2 years of me potting. I just took a month off and people went nuts. Yeah. And we're back.
Yeah, you know, people were like, where's the podcast? Because I didn't realize that you have a lot of fans on this podcast. Because then I was like, this is a great pod. I mean, I really was blown away by how honest you were on that. I was like, most people don't really aren't this honest. So it was really nice. I kind of was like, wow, I'm subscribing to your podcast now.
Yeah. People listen. People have been listening. I have the day ones. You know, we started that podcast in the pandemic.
Wow. Yeah. That's, by the way, I feel like the pandemic birthed like thousands of podcasts. Like the podcast would just be empty. As we wrap up here, we have the podcast. We have the storytelling show. If you are in Miami or you're just the biggest Anisha fan as can be, go get tickets to that. I don't know if it's sold out yet, but please let's go sell that out. Family Karma wraps up its third season, not this Sunday, but the next Sunday. And as a Bravo fan, this is going to air tomorrow. I want to get this out immediately. Are you going to be watching Vanderpump Rules, Summer House, or Jersey? That all premieres in this next week. Are you a fan of any of those shows?
Yeah, in the spirit of Jersey, happy Jersey premiere day.
Yeah, by the way, go out and fight with your family on Jersey premiere day to celebrate the Gorgas and the Giudicis fighting once again on another season. It's very exciting. And then on Family Karma, if we do get to see a little bit of your relationship next season, what else would you like to see? What else do you think that they haven't highlighted in your culture so far that you would love for people to get a peek at?
Well, I think now, you know, we've established who we are as individuals. You know, our families, now we're all married. I would love to see us all, you know, as an ensemble. And now you see us really interact with each other and delve into us as a group.
Would you ever consider doing a girls' trip if they brought it out of just Housewives?
I am begging to be on a millennials girls' trip. I can name people that who should be on this trip.
Who would be on this trip? Who would be on this trip with you? It can't be Brandi Glanville.
Candace. I love Dr. Nicole Martin.
Yeah, Married to Medicine. Well, no, Dr. Miami. I'm sorry.
Housewives of Miami, like a newbie that is killing it.
Like, she really is. When she put down the black card a couple weeks ago, I was like, oh my God, that was a legendary moment. Yeah.
Yeah. So like I could go on, but yeah, there's quite a few people, but you know, Paige from Summer House.
Yeah. You guys could do a fashion off too. That would be amazing.
Just a trip.
By the way, we'll start with a trip and then we'll do an ultimate girls trip. I would love to see a Family Karma, everybody just a season where you guys, a semester at seas or something like that, where you just do a below deck trip for a whole season. Anisha, thank you so much for spending this time with us. I'm a new fan of the show and I feel like there's a lot of people like me out there. It is so easy to binge you guys. These are shorter seasons. In fact, the third season is the longest season of it so far. And by the way, once you get first one and two seasons, you're going to want that longer season. And then after that, I can guarantee you're going to want a fourth season. So make sure your voices are heard with Bravo. I think this show will definitely come back. We're too deep in to let it go. And, thank you for spending this time with us today. And also, you guys, like she said, the podcast, I love the podcast. Currently cringing this past week's episode. Go check it out. I just found it really, really refreshing. And I hope great success and your relationship and your vision boards. You really are as amazing as everybody says you are. So thank you for doing this.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Betches.